Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE has helped provide light, comfort, and connection to our community. Since 1936, as your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online at MTE.com or download the My MTE app. Lots of cool things on the app where you can track your energy usage and things of that nature. Check and pay your bills, all that right there with the My MTE app. Well, we're talking about the Child Advocacy Center today, and Carista Colwell is here with us, Jennifer Wachek here with us as well. So we've got a lot going on, right?
Yes, we do. We're busy. We're always busy. We're always busy. But we're talking about something fun today, right?
Yeah. We're in the process of planning Light Up the Night. It's going to be here in 2 weeks. So like Labor Day weekend is this coming weekend, right?
Yeah.
And then we're the weekend after. So we'll be partying at Oaklands Mansion, trying to extend that summer just one more weekend and have a good time.
Yeah. It's how many years have we had this event? Do you know?
I think this is our eighth year. This is our eighth because last year was the seventh.
Yeah. Okay.
Time flies.
Was last year that your first event? And if I ask you this before?
My first event with the CSC was the Turkey Tee Off last year. So this is my last first event of my first year.
Last first event. That's good. Yeah. So I couldn't remember. I think I asked you this the last time you were on, too. So Light Up the Night is, Jessica, how would you explain? What is the evening like for those who haven't been and would like to come, maybe?
Well, it is a fun night. We have live music. We have some food donated by a lot of our partnering restaurants here in Murfreesboro and Smyrna. And we have lots of drinks, thanks to Old Fort Liquor, you know. And we just have a great night of networking, and everybody is dressed in white to just bring light onto the cause of child abuse, child sexual abuse. And we just have fun. And eating that, but we're going to be different this year.
Oh, different.
It's different this year. Yeah, we added something. We're going to be doing some gambling with funny money.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be casino night. So we have a roulette table coming, some blackjack. I forget what else.
Craps. Something else that something I forgot the name of.
We're not big gamblers like that. It's not a slot machine, you know. But we're going to have a casino themed night this year, and we have such great sponsors that were able to bring that to us this year, so we're going to just level up a little bit more, have a little bit more fun about it.
That sounds cool. So Carista, what is funny money?
It's how we get away with not violating any Tennessee state laws. No, it's just, if you think of Monopoly money, it'll be similar to that. So that's what you can use to place your bets, gamble, do all those fun things, and there'll be a prize for the person who walks away with the most.
Oh, cool. Yeah, like CAC bucks.
Exactly.
Something like that, yes.
Yeah, okay. And so is that just kind of like going on as the event is going on? Is just kind of go around if you want to participate in that?
Yeah, I think what's great about this event is we have something for everyone. If you're a person who wants to come in and drink and dance and talk, or do you just want to come and play games or take some photos, I think it's going to have something for everybody. So if you just want to park at the blackjack table all night, you can do that. If you want to eat and mingle, that's a great place to do it.
If you want to dance, you can dance with me.
Well, I was going to ask, do you have to get everybody dancing?
I do dance. I'm usually out there. I'm like the second person out there.
Okay.
After I push somebody first.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, sometimes at events, someone has to start.
Somebody has to start it. So I just push somebody out there to start dancing, and then I come in.
So
we're going to have a great band. The Hambones.
Hambone.
Yes, the Hambones are going to be donating their time, and they're going to be playing. They're a great cover band. They do all types of music over all genres.
Well, don't stand next to Jessica. You may get pushed down on the dance floor, I guess, is the note to self on that one. So the event is 2 weeks away.
Friday. Friday, September 6th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And if you haven't bought your tickets yet, go ahead and grab those online at cacrutherford.org/ events. Tickets are $100.
Okay. And will you be able to sell tickets right up until the event, or?
Yeah, so you'll be able to purchase your tickets online up until the day before, and the day of, we'll have tickets at the door still available.
Okay, good. And Oakland's is just really a great place to go this time of the year.
It's beautiful historic, over there.
Yeah, I mean,
we love
really
Connor over there. It's just, they're great people that run the facility, have beautiful grounds, and the mansion itself is beautiful to take pictures in front of, you know, so it's a really nice area and it's open. There's going to be inside and outside seating. So if it is super hot, there is place for you inside.
Right.
You know, it's not completely outside.
Super hot I won't even say the R word. Rain.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa.
I know.
You don't
I
go there.
We don't need any of that. So.
No, we don't.
Yeah, and usually this time of the year, we're in pretty good shape with that. The heat may be. I mean, it's supposed to be hot this week, but maybe we can get a repeat of last week.
Yeah, that would be nice.
The week of. Yeah. Really good stuff weather-wise then. So information is at cacrutherford.org on that. Under events, I would assume.
Yes, under events.
Very good. And Carista, kind of tell me what this event does for the CAC. It's obviously a fundraising event, but it's also an awareness event. And I mean, maybe just kind of introduce folks who may be listening who aren't aware of the work of the CAC, what it is you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you don't know the Child Advocacy Center, we work, we provide crisis intervention services for victims of child abuse and sexual abuse. And so this event is called Light of the Night because when it comes to child sex crimes and child abuse crimes, those really thrive in the darkness by not talking about it, having all that shame and guilt and making sure they stay in the dark. And so what this event does is shines a light on the fact that these crimes are happening in our community, that we're doing something about it, and that we stand and support victims in our community. So that's why we want to light up the night for child abuse victims. And this event is super important for us to continue to expand and provide those services. We're always talking about how much Rutherford County is growing and that we've seen that side of growth as well, because we've usually slowed down in the summertime, but we're still seeing around 2 to 5 children and families a day. So events like this are a great way to not only support the work we do with your dollars, but to make sure that if you're just, you know, getting introduced to the CIC, you can come meet our staff, meet the folks who are doing this work day in and day out, and be able to maybe tell someone else about what the CAC does. And the way that word spreads about what we do and our services is a great way to make sure folks know and are thinking about child abuse and child abuse prevention.
Yes, staying aware.
And Jessica, your job is very important because you kind of help and others there help overcome maybe language barriers when in situations.
Oh yes. When I first started the CAC, we barely had any type of interpretation services available for the new families or any Hispanic families that would come to the CAC. And I would say it was between 3 or 4% of the clients that we served were Hispanic. Now it's about 15%. And we have 3, including Carista, so it's 4. Carista's fully bilingual. So we have 4 bilingual Spanish-speaking employees. Mm-hmm. And we are utilized by law enforcement, by the DA's office. And now we have Evelyn, who is our Spanish-speaking forensic interviewer, which is one of the first around our area. And we have other counties utilizing our services now. We call those courtesies. So they bring when there's a language barrier and they're in their cases in other counties, they will call Evelyn and they bring the child here for Evelyn to do that interview and do those crisis intervention services and provide that family the help that they need.
Wow.
So we have been growing. And Rutherford County CAC is known amongst other counties now.
Sure.
And amongst the state. I know that Nashville also has one, and there's another one in McMinnville, but you know, there's very few. And so that's one way that we're expanding.
So helping all over Middle Tennessee,
yes,
it sounds like.
Exactly.
Too. You know, and who would want to drive to Nashville if they could drive to Murfreesboro to do that, you know, too.
Yes.
And I wonder how they get through the language barrier when they're in that county and just kind of talking and initially finding out. I bet that's difficult to not have someone that.
Yes, it's incredibly difficult, but yeah. I think that's what's so important about having like that child protective investigative team, you know, so that family not only, you know, there's probably, they have to go through all these agencies, but there's one person that they can rely on to actually explain to what's going on, you know, and that's the important part of what we call the family advocacy portion of what we do at the CAC. Because, well, you don't even have to, it could be just somebody that does not have language barriers, you know, a regular family coming into this doesn't know the process of what's going to happen after their child has been abused.
But you put a language barrier on top of that, and it makes really it even harder.
Yeah. You know, so just having those people that actually speak the language and going step by step with you, you know, and not having a fear of just calling you and saying, "What's next? I don't understand this process," you know. And we have three of them that could call them back in Spanish, you know, and saying, "Hey, this is what's the next steps," you know. "Oh, the officer just called me, you know, this is what's the status of your case, and this is where you need to be," mm-hmm. you know. So we're working as a team, and in Middle Tennessee, we work as a team as well, because, you know, we all call each other. It doesn't matter what county, we all call each other to ask for help.
Sure, sure. Carista, I bet that is when you are having to interpret and help in those situations, not only knowing that you're making a difference has to feel really good about that, but also you have to, you're involved in that situation too, and so there's emotion personally that goes with that, I would think.
No, 100%. And I think I always try to hand it off to the very experienced social workers. I'm more than happy to jump in, of course, and it's nice to know that I can provide a skill that's necessary when it's there. And I like, it makes me feel closer to the work that we do, but I definitely chose to go into development because I like to be in that supporting role.
Yeah, that was kind of what I was getting at, you know.
Because like you said, it is very emotionally charged work, and it takes a particular type of person and a particular skill set. Not everybody can just walk in and talk to a family or talk to a child about a horrifying thing that has happened. And I recognize that and try to help out when I can, but definitely want to hand it off to the very experienced, dedicated, professional women that I work with that will do a better job than I will.
Yes, and we do work with incredible women. They have been extensively trained. Our ladies have gone to Nashville to train other SIPP members in other counties, mm-hmm. you know, and so they're constantly utilized, you know, to see how our group here in Rutherford County, you know, works so well. So we go to different counties to see what our system works and how our protocols work so well.
Right.
So these ladies, it's true, they have a skill set. I can't compare myself with these ladies. I think that's why we work so hard to make sure that they have everything they need to continue the work. You know, our forensic interviewers listen to the worst thing, you know, 4 to 5 times a day by 4 to 5 different children. You know what I'm saying? And their mothers, they have families, you know, aunts. And it's hard, you know, but the fact that they could be there all for that child and then shut it off and go back to their families, for me, that's a superpower.
Yeah, I was just, as you were talking about that, I don't know how you would be able to leave that. It has to be hard, and probably you have to keep a pretty good check on your own mental health awareness,
exactly.
You know, at that point. So you mentioned Child Protective Investigative Team, and it's SIPIT, right? And
right, yes. Kinda, I'm sorry, shortened, that's the lingo.
Shortened for that, because sometimes I know folks maybe have heard that. What makes up the team? I know we've talked about your CAC folks, but are Murfreesboro Police involved in that?
Yes, law enforcement. So in Rutherford County, we part of our Child Protective Investigative Team is law enforcement. So that's Laverne, Smyrna, Murfreesboro, and the Sheriff's Department. Our District Attorney's Office, Department of Children's Services, and mental health, which is at the moment, volunteer behavioral health is that key component in our protocol. So when DCS, so when somebody reports abuse, it goes to DCS and that activates the team. All of us receive that referral within 24 hours of it being made. And then we all see the details of it. And then everybody takes their part, you know. So DCS will go out and make the initial visit with the family. Law enforcement will start investigating it. We will do the interview if, you know, depending on if the child's verbal or what's the situation. Mm-hmm. And then all that information is then passed off to the DA monthly. Monthly we meet, And we review all the cases of that month or whatever was passed on from the previous month. And they probably staff anywhere between 60 cases a month.
Oh, wow.
You know, and majority of those are new cases.
That's so, two a day. Average. I mean,
yeah. So they have it. So they staff about 60. It's a very long, tedious meeting. But we're fortunate. We have two ADAs that are specialized or that are focused for child abuse crimes and cases. So they alternate the meetings and they go case by case and see what we needed. What's needed? Can it go forward? Can it not go forward? Mm-hmm. And they just staff each and every one. So every case gets attention.
Wow. And this Light Up the Night event not only helps that, but also the Darkness to Light trainings that go on and yes. just the work of the CAC. So, Carista, hit us up one more time with all of the details about Light Up the Night, which is coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it is on September 6th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Oakland's Mansion. Tickets are available at cacrutherford.org/events. And you can show up the day of. Also, if you're not able to make it, you can buy a ticket for the Sip It team members that we were just talking about.
Oh, good.
Several sponsors are buying tables or have complimentary tickets that are coming with their package, and they're donating them to Sip It team members. So we have several Sip It team members who can just come out, enjoy a night, and we have an opportunity to thank them for all the hard work that they yeah. do.
And we also want them there because if you go to the party, you could actually meet the people that are doing this work. We want those first responders and child abuse to be there for you could ask them as many questions as sure. you want. You yeah. know what I'm saying? I know our forensic interviewers are going to be there and they're constantly get asked questions, you know, so come and meet the team. Come and meet the team.
Absolutely. September 9th is the date. And
September 6th.
I don't know why I keep thinking that. September 6th. I'll put it on the podcast that way and get you a link to the tickets as well. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Carista Colwell and Jessica Wacek joining us here on Rutherford Issues. That'll do it for the show. Hope you have a great day. We'll see you back here next time.